This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The national farewell to Jimmy Carter begins today in Plains, Georgia, where America's 39th president spent most of his life. Friend and neighbor Jan Williams, just like about everyone else in Plains, called him Mr. Jimmy.
He has touched my life in so many ways. I just want to go and stand by the casket for a few moments and just say out loud, thank you, Mr. Jimmy.
Former President Jimmy Carter died last Sunday at the age of 100. Former CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer covered the Carter administration. He details the start of the memorials for the late president.
Presidents plan their own funerals. Jimmy Carter was a planner. He was an engineer. The day starts with the hometown goodbye. The motorcade carrying the body will pass through the short main street of Plains, Georgia, at his boyhood home. An old farm bell will sound 39 times in memory of the 39th president.
President Biden will award the Medal of Freedom to 19 people during a ceremony today at the White House. CBS's Nicole Skanga has details.
Among the 19 recipients, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, chef and humanitarian Jose Andres, and billionaire financier and philanthropist George Soros. Also on the list, actor Denzel Washington and scientist-turned-conservationist Jane Goodall.
Also on the list is the world's most decorated soccer player, Lionel Messi. The judge in President-elect Donald Trump's hush money case has made a dramatic decision that could bring the case to a muted end. He has scheduled sentencing for 10 days before Trump's inauguration. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson with the expected outcome.
We're talking about somebody who's going to be in the Oval Office within the next few weeks. And so there will be no jail time.
This might be a good weekend to stay inside. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper tells us why.
A winter wallop with warnings and watches for more than 15 states, from Washington all the way east to Pennsylvania. CBS News meteorologist Nikki Nolan.
Snow, ice conditions, which are going to impact interstates and even the airports.
Ice accumulations up to 0.5 inches are possible across the plains and lower Ohio Valley.
The U.S. Surgeon General says alcoholic beverages should carry a prominent warning label about the link between alcohol and cancer. These folks in Las Vegas responded.
I think a warning label is good. I think you can warn people just like we do cigarettes. Is it still going to happen? Yes. It's their choice if they want to take it or not.
It hurts your body and it alters your state of mind, and it's definitely a hazard.
Surgeon General Vivek Murthy says alcohol consumption is the third leading preventable cause of cancer in the U.S. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Stephen of Family Natural Foods spent 6 months in India studying their 2,000-year-old traditional health system, wisdom we can still utilize today. Join Family Natural Foods for an Ayurvedic medicine presentation on January 5th at 5:15 p.m. Learn about India's traditional medicine and how it relates to your personal health. A free Ayurvedic medicine presentation at Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Ave in Wisconsin Rapids, January 7th at 5:15 p.m. Family Natural Foods.
And greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. You can find us easily. If you are now listening, come on back here where you are right now. I'll be here. I'll be waiting. And you know what? We are at the end of the year. We're saying goodbye to 2024. And welcome to 2025. And 2025 is your year to grow, be healthier, and more successful. We have lots to do, and we'll talk about all that and here right now, along with the breaking news on the low-carb diet. We'll talk about walking pneumonia in kids. Crazy. And mild cognitive impairment. That seems to be coming on and spiking in a large population. We'll talk about seasonal depression. And how soon is too soon to eat sugar. And you know, women are much healthier when they work out, especially when they practice strength training. And what about your brain? How can we improve our brain function? Well, you know, omega-3 has a huge upside on brain function, healthy brain function. And you know what? No matter what you do, stress can destroy your health. You can't let that happen. There are ways to reduce stress safely with no side effects, no adverse events. We can have a healthier 2025. And we'll talk about the nutrient of the day, and that is adrenal extract. January 1, just a few days away. And you know where I'm going with this. Yes, it's time for a New Year's resolution. Your resolutions. What are you going to be doing in 2025? You can decide right now. And if you focus on what you want every day in 2025, you're bound to get it. If you think positively, you'll gain more positive effects in your life. And if you think negatively, well, you know where you're going to go. You're going to go down the hole. So the U.S. respondents, ages 18 to 64, were asked in 2023, what are your resolutions for 2024? The most common answers were, save more money. 59% of those surveyed said save more money. And 50% that were surveyed, they want to exercise more. It doesn't last. January, you can't get in the gym. You can't find an exercise machine that is empty. You have to stand in line. By February, the month after, all those that, they wanted to exercise more, they're all gone. The gym is almost empty. And so many wanted to eat healthier. 47% of those surveyed said, I'm going to eat healthier. That didn't last long. So now, what did you resolve to change in 2024? Were you successful? 50% of Americans, half of the population, will make a resolution to change or improve their health on January 1. Yeah, you know it. 1 month later, by February 1, almost half of them will have given up. Come on. You want to be healthier. You want to be more successful. Your thoughts create who you are. You are right now in life based on your thoughts and your choices. What you think becomes your reality. Your thoughts have brought you where you are today. And if you don't like where you are today, then you have to change your choices and your thoughts. Your thoughts shape who you are. So make your plan now and write it down and never, never, never give up. Stick to it. Write your goals down, what you want to achieve. I'm a big goal setter. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I've gained a great deal of success because I wanted it. I wanted to focus on it. I wrote down what I wanted to achieve. Very short. You don't have to have a long, lengthy letter. Bullet point. What I want to achieve in 2025 and beyond. And then read that every day. In fact, twice a day. Once in the morning and once before you fall asleep at night. What you write down, what you think about, what your thoughts are, what your choices are, will become who you are in the future. As you are right now from your past thoughts, your new future thoughts will bring you to the point where you want to be in 2025 and beyond. Nothing is impossible. If you think it is, of course it is. Because what you believe and your thoughts will create your reality in the future. If you believe you can't, you can't. If you believe you can, you can. It's simple. But you have to stick to your plan. And always write it down. People say, oh, I know what I want. No, write it down. There's a big connection between writing it down and your brain, subconscious mind. Somehow, it's like writing it in your brain. And your brain will focus on it. You will focus on it. You make better choices. All of our health is based on 98% of the choices we make daily. Make better choices for better health. You can do it. There's no reason why you can't have better health, a better life, more successful, more happiness, more joy, more love, more friendship. You can have it all if you want. But you have to think about it positively. You have to believe it. If you believe it, you'll achieve it. Most people say, oh, I knew I would be successful. I knew that I was bound to do this because they knew it. They felt it. Down in their gut, their heart, they knew they could make it if they tried. I think this is something that athletes miss. Some of the greatest athletes have great skills, but they aren't successful. Not nearly as successful as they wanted to be. But you can role play what you want to be. At night, when you're lying in bed before you've fallen asleep, see what you want to be. See you doing the things you want to do. See you achieving success in life. If you practice in your mind, it's as successfully as being practiced on the field or in life or in the office or in whatever position you want to accomplish. You can. When your mind has that concentrated in the subconscious mind, it'll draw you there. I have been more successful than I have ever thought possible. Never thought I would achieve. But I stuck to it. I did not give up. I knew what I wanted. I worked hard to get there. And you can do the same thing. Everybody can be successful. Everybody can be more successful than they ever thought possible or ever imagined. Make this the year that counts for you. You deserve it. God wants his children to be successful and happy, full of joy and love. It's yours. You deserve it. Go for it. Now here's some breaking news. What about the low-carb diet? That means you're going to cut down all carbohydrates, like starchy foods, like baked potatoes, bread, pasta, pies, cakes, pretzels, all the grains and the flour produced from grains. And it is very helpful for people with type 2 diabetes. Here's an actual news headline. This was a scientific study. Low-carb diet may enable type 2 diabetics to reduce medication. Why do you just take drugs? Why don't you challenge the physician's prescription? You don't need to be a diabetic. It's optional. You choose to be. This is a new study published in late October. Researchers collected the data from 57 adults with type 2 diabetes. Now, half of those adults ate a low-carb diet, 9% carbs, and 65% fat. Oh, my gosh, people are going to say, all that fat? Let me assure you that fat in the chemistry of our body does not cause you to be fat. I'm saying as slow as I can to make sure you understand fat foods do not make you fat. Fat and carbs make you fat. And carbs without fat make you fat. It's the sugar and the starches and the pasta and the breads and the grains and the oatmeal and all the cereals that turn to sugar in your body. Carbohydrates convert to sugar, to the added sugar that you're already consuming. So carbs make you fat. Fat does not make you fat. If you want to lose weight, eat fat. Sounds crazy? But in the avoidance of carbohydrates. So now half of these patients that were assembled in this study, half ate a low-carb diet, and half ate a very high-carb diet. Now, the low-carb diet was 9% of the diet was carbs. And the high-carb diet, 55% carbs and 20% fat. Now, they did this together for 12 weeks. Here are the results. Versus the high-carb group. In the low-carb group, insulin response doubled in the high-carb group. Glucose tolerance, sugar. Glucose is sugar. Glucose tolerance test results, a measure of how effectively the body processes the sugar, was 32% better in the low-carb group. Now, here's some more breaking news on diabetes. It's a man-made condition. Your body just all of a sudden grows screwy. The American diet is almost 95% carbs. People just eat junk food, high carbohydrates. Now, here's from another new study from October, just this year, a month away, looked at insulin response in 272 obese, overweight people with type 2 diabetes being treated with metformin, the drug of choice for type 2 diabetics. Are you on a drug? Well, I'm not telling you to go off your drug. That's between you and your physician. It's your choice. But you can do it without a drug if you want to. Don't wuss out. Don't take the easy way out. Don't just start popping drugs. All of our conditions are caused by our choices and how we eat and what we eat. So people just take it, well, I want to eat this way, so I'm going to just take a pill. But you know how many drugs we are on? All these conditions that doctors believe a drug will help, these conditions are caused by our choices and what we are eating and how we are living a lifestyle of either health or disease. Now, for 12 months, the participants received a standard curcumin extract, 1,500 milligrams, or placebo. And then they were asked to follow a low glycemic index diet. That means low sugar. Some foods that you think are innocent foods actually are causing you to be a diabetic, like a white potato, a baked potato. The starch in a baked potato is converted to sugar so fast in your body, it's equal to eating a candy bar. So these people were eating a glycemic index diet, but it was not required. In the curcumin group, fasting blood sugar levels were 12% lower. The A1C level was 5% lower. And insulin response was 30% higher. That means insulin could take care of your blood sugar level. Otherwise, the insulin cannot respond to the quantity of sugar that Americans are eating today. In the early 1900s, the average amount of sugar consumed by individuals was 4 to 6 pounds of sugar per year for each individual. 4 to 6 pounds a year. Today, I've seen different figures. Anywhere from 150 pounds of sugar to 250 pounds of sugar per year, per individual. And this is only on an average basis. I don't eat any sugar at all. And there are many, many people out there that do not eat sugar or high carbs. I eat a very low-carb diet. My diet is high in protein, high in fat, very low in carbohydrates. Most consume 400 to 500 grams, that's a pound, of carbohydrates a day. My intake is about 20 to 40 grams of carbohydrates, high protein, animal proteins, eggs, beef, pork, lamb, chicken, whatever, seafoods, and a lot of oil, fats, butter, cream, olive oil, no carbohydrates, or very, very little. And you'll lose weight in proportion to your body. And the body mass will be 11% lower. I'm only 5'5". And I had a waistline for a person that should be over 6 feet. Because I like to look at how tall you are, and your waistline should be half of your height. So if you're 6 feet tall, that's 72 inches, right? So your waistline should be 36. I'm 5'5", and my waistline was 36. Even though I thought I was eating healthy. But I had too many carbs. I cut off the carbs. And now I have a 30-inch waistline. And you lose weight like crazy. You don't have to try. You don't have to count calories. You don't have to measure portions of the food you're allowed to eat. An average of 8.5 pound loss, while the placebo group actually gained weight. If you want to know more about how the ketogenic diet can help you lose weight without trying, without struggling, without starving, without walking away from the table hungry and being nasty and irritable, go to the website, dietdoctor.com. And the results, actually from this study, might have been even better if the higher quality curcumin had been used along with the strict low-carb diet. I would look for a curcumin that is blended with turmeric essential oils. Curcumin is very, very difficult to be absorbed systemically. When you swallow it, it does not get into the bloodstream. It's in the intestinal tract, in the colon. And that's fine because it helps to prevent tumors and polyps in the colon, a risk of cancer. But it's easier to absorb curcumin if you blend it with something that will increase the absorption. I never, never would ever use black pepper. Black pepper has a lot of side effects. But if you blend curcumin with turmeric essential oils, there's a 700% increase in absorption. Now, we're talking about kids now. Walking pneumonia is substantially increasing in kids today. Walking pneumonia, what is it? Well, starting in the fall, cases of walking pneumonia in young children have been increasing. Now, walking pneumonia is a lung infection caused by a bacteria spread by coughing and sneezing. It is called walking pneumonia because the symptoms tend to be milder than other forms of pneumonia, but still include fever, chest pain, and cough. Cases have been increasing in adults and children, but the greatest increases have been seen in children as young as 2 to 4 years of age. 2 to 4 years of age with lung infection. Lung and immune health for kids. How do we establish that for our kids? We want our kids to be healthy. You all love your kids. You want them to be healthy. What can you do? Well, there is a bee product, called propolis. It's used by the bees in preparation of their hives or colony to maintain a non-contaminated area for their family. The plant resins from trees, flowers, buds, and shrubs are collected by bees. They collect this from nearby trees and the vegetation environment around where their hive or colony is. They clean and purify wax and all the impurities. Propolis is a very safe and effective natural antibiotic. It kills all forms of pathogens. It's what is called a multi-antimicrobial. It kills off viral infection, bacterial infection, and fungal infection, and is extremely non-toxic. No known side effects. It's like eating vegetation. The compounds that are found in the trees, the tree resins of buds and shrubs, and the plants around the colony. And this can be used very successfully by very young children. And it has been shown in multiple studies to reduce infections, especially respiratory infections. About 100 milligrams daily of a chewable tablet of propolis. And when you chew it, let it dissolve in your mouth before you swallow it. It'll also kill all the bacteria in your mouth, giving you even more beneficial results. Now, what I like besides propolis is the plant ivy, English ivy. That plant that if you stand still, it will grow right up your leg and over your body. You see it up on the side of houses, and it just keeps growing. Ivy. And it's well known for its ability to relieve coughs and treat lung illnesses and infection. So I've got to pause, my friends. We're through the first portion of our program. I'll be right back after you listen to these commercials. I hope you're there as well when we come back. And we'll be here then till the top of the hour. This is Terry Naturally with Terry Talks Nutrition. And welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally with the second portion of our program, Terry Talks Nutrition. We'll be here to the top of the hour. We're talking about how to relieve lung infection, walking pneumonia, and improve the immune health for kids. The first supplement that I would recommend is called propolis, used by the bees to sterilize their hives with a plant resins that they collect from nearby vegetation, trees and shrubs and buds and flowers. It's cleaned and purified of wax and impurities, and propolis is a very safe, and effective natural antibiotic. It works just like an antibiotic. And it slightly changes. That's what makes it so successful. Because antibiotics right now don't work. Bugs have adjusted to the strength and to the strain of the antibiotics. So they have to increase the strength of antibiotics to make it somewhat effective. The bugs are smart. They want to survive. They want to thrive. And they'll do anything to resist the antibiotics. They can't resist propolis. And they can't resist ivy. Actually, you can use the two together, propolis and ivy. They're both well known for their ability to relieve coughs and treat lung illnesses like walking pneumonia, bronchitis, sinusitis, COPD. In a study, a comparison study with standard drug treatments, I mean, they were treating the patient with drugs. Ivy extract in kids as young as 6 years old stopped coughing or decreased coughing fits and reduced breathing difficulties. The dosage was 50 milligrams once or twice daily. Now, both propolis and ivy are much, much more effective because all things can be difficult to be absorbed systemically. That means out of the intestinal tract, through the lining of the intestinal wall, into the bloodstream. If it doesn't get into the bloodstream, it can't circulate throughout the body. It's stuck in the intestinal tract. But when combined with a natural compound, from a natural plant called gamma cyclodextrin, the absorption is better and can be formulated as a chewable, making dosage for kids easier. So these are tablets that are produced with gamma cyclodextrin, ivy, and propolis. They're available in the U.S. market today. So these are the things we can use for our kids to make them more healthy without complications, without side effects, without adverse events. And for kids that have ear infection, propolis is ideal for those kids that have ear infection. Now, we all want to be smart all of our life. We all want to have a great brain function. We want to be able to think well. We want to have a good memory. We want to be able to learn. But we are experiencing mild memory problems, and they're often irreversible. Mild cognitive impairment, that refers to problems with memory, judgment, that are not disabling, but go beyond the occasional slips everyone experiences. Symptoms that include forgotten appointments, regularly misplacing things, can't find them. Where'd I put that? Why am I standing in the kitchen when I just left the living room? Why'd I come in here? Trouble following the plot of a book or a movie. Confused easily. Can't think straight. Can't find the word you want to say. Difficulty navigating. I need something for mild impairment. Difficulty navigating well-known places. Mild cognitive impairment has many causes. Not just one, but many causes, which can often be reversed. Here are some of the causes of why we can't think straight. Low thyroid function, depression, sleep apnea, uncontrolled diabetes, the side effects of prescription drugs. Yep, drugs cause brain dysfunction. So talk to your doctor if you or a family member notice changes in your mental function. But I can also offer you and leave you with a natural boost, a natural alternative weed, I would say. Most plants are called weeds when we don't know what they're good for. When we find out what they're good for, all of a sudden they become an herb. Well, for a natural boost for focus, concentration, memory, here's a combination of herbs that are very, very successful for improving your memory, improving your ability to learn, to think straight, to find the words you want to find the things you forgot where they are, because you just forget. So try a combination of these two herbs, Greek mountain tea. Well, it's called a tea, but it's not really a tea that you drink. You can drink it that way if you like, but also it has been used as a tea in Greece for hundreds of years. So it's always been called the Greek mountain tea. But now that tea is ground up into a powder and found in a capsule along with bacopa. Bacopa is from India, another herb, and the combination of Greek mountain tea and bacopa have a far-ranging effect of improving brain function. Well, you know, winter, here we are at the end of December. We have 3 or 4 months to fight against winter, the darkness of winter, the dreariness of winter, the lack of sun during winter. Well, that usually may cause in some people what they call seasonal depression, the darkness. But there are nutrients that can help you fight back against what is called seasonal depression. Nutrition and supplements are far more effective than what some people use today as lighting. They like to use a light to shine on themselves as like it would be the sun. But supplements have been found to be more effective. So just to give you a little kind of a history on seasonal depression, the symptoms of this seasonal depression tend to be at their peak in January and February. Now, this form of depression is linked to reduced amounts of daylight. And when we have a reduced amount of daylight, we experience very low levels of serotonin and melatonin. And therefore, the symptoms include difficulty in concentrating. We have lost the ability to concentrate. Constantly tired. Lack of energy. Oh, I would say probably in some people, no energy. Lost the interest in life. Sleep problems. Weight changes. And then people with seasonal depression start to feel better as the days get longer, more light. But symptoms will return again as the days get shorter in fall. Can you treat seasonal depression? Yes, of course, absolutely. There are things we can do to drastically improve seasonal depression. First of all, exercising. At least 20 to 30 minutes a day for 3 or 4 days a week, which actually has been shown to reduce seasonal depression and the symptoms of seasonal depression as effectively as medication, as prescribed medications. Exercising outdoors during daylight hours makes exercise even more effective, because you're building up a reserve. Vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. We're not making any vitamin D. There is no sun. We usually experience seasonal depression because it's dark, dreary, and no sunlight. But vitamin D, they found that subjects that received a single dose of 100,000 units relieve depression symptoms, while subjects treated with light therapy had no improvement in a recent clinical study. Now, 100,000 units, don't do it. Don't take that amount. This was done in a study, was monitored by scientists, researchers, and medical doctors. If a doctor wants to prescribe 100,000 units, they would give you probably an injection, and for a long period of time, you would not do this daily. If you want to do it daily, and you want to use a vitamin D3 supplement, somewhere between 5,000 IUs, which stands for international units, 5,000 IUs to 20,000 IUs daily. This is a very safe dosage, and many people today are following this vitamin D3 level with very excellent results. Now, saffron, which is one of the most expensive spices in the world, and it is as effective as Prozac in the treatment of depression. Reduced depression symptoms by 47% versus a placebo in a clinical trial with no results. So I would suggest trying 265 milligrams of saffron combination with curcumin, a blend of these two, clinically proven dosage levels, both curcumin and saffron individually, was as effective as Prozac without any side effects. There are multiple side effects with Prozac. So here you are getting the same results as Prozac with a natural combination of saffron and curcumin. Now, you also want to consider, which I love, is melatonin. Melatonin, in a study of people with seasonal depression, the subjects who were normally night owls had improvements in their depression symptoms when taking low-dose melatonin in the afternoon, anywhere from the afternoon till sunset. Our pineal gland in the brain excretes, releases melatonin. The darkness triggers the gland to release the melatonin. So it's not, when you read something about melatonin, it says take an hour before bedtime. Well, what time is bedtime? Some people's bedtime is 8 o'clock. Some people it's midnight. You're missing the amount of melatonin required by the body when you take it as a supplement anytime you want. So if you want melatonin to really be effective, take it at sunset. Take it when it begins to get dark. But no matter when you take it, it does actually work. In both cases, not only did melatonin help every cell in the body, because every cell in the body has a receptor site for melatonin, it helped restore a regular circadian rhythm for a better night's sleep. Now, no one knows how much melatonin our bodies secrete. Everybody is different. We have no knowledge of that it's 5 milligrams or 10 milligrams. We don't know. And when you take melatonin by a supplement, a tablet, you have to experiment with it because no one knows how much each individual would require as a supplement. So you might try 2.5 milligrams, you might try 5 milligrams. You might try more. I love melatonin. There's so much research on melatonin way beyond regulating the circadian rhythm, going to sleep, sleeping better, going to sleep faster. Melatonin is a very, very powerful, it's not a hormone, it's a very powerful molecule. And some of the top researchers in the world refer to it as a miracle, a molecular molecule, is antioxidant, anti-inflammatory. It improves the immune system. It regulates your entire body. Melatonin is a very powerful molecule, not a hormone. There's no side effects. There's no adverse effects. For some people, they have to take more. I like to take more. It works fantastically for me. But you have to come to this realization that my dosage is not your dosage. And everybody has a different dosage. You have to regulate that. Try it. Experiment with it. Start off with a very low dose to see how you do. And then increase the dosage over time. Now, how soon is too soon to eat sugar? Kids don't need sugar. And some of the cereals on the market, plus all the sugar the kids put on top of the cereal, I knew I did that when I was a kid. 2 or 3, 4 tablespoons of sugar. It was like eating sugar and milk. And we don't need sugar. We can get all the energy we need from fats. Now, to help determine the effects sugar consumption has had on kids, researchers in England looked at the health records of children who were born during World War II. When the UK strictly rationed sugar and compared their health with kids born after sugar rationing ended, the average adult's sugar intake roughly doubled as soon as the sugar rationing ended. So the results of this survey on sugar consumption, reducing sugar consumption in the first 1,000 days of life. That's roughly up to age 2. That actually decreased the risk of type 2 diabetes later later as an adult by about 35%. It reduced the risk of high blood pressure by roughly 20%. And it reduced the obesity risk almost by 30%. So that means when you do not eat sugar in the first 2 years of life, you don't feed your kids sugar because it sets them up for a consistent increase of a variety of conditions, unhealthy conditions, like type 2 diabetes, like high blood pressure, like the risk of being overweight, grossly overweight. That was all reduced when they avoided sugar in the first 2 years of life. But you never need sugar in your life. Sugar has no value. There's no vitamins and minerals. There's only calories. And the beneficial health effects in the kids that did not eat sugar in the first 2 years were also noted if moms cut their sugar intake while pregnant. So the moms can prepare by not eating sugar during the pregnancy. Sometimes women just don't like to lift weights. Now, women will not gain muscles like men. So don't worry about being buffed, having big biceps, having big forearms. You're just using weights to pit those weights against the strength of your body. So you'll get stronger, not more muscular. And women who do strength training are always healthier. And really, women need muscular strength, not muscles like you're enlarging your forearms or enlarging your biceps. You're making your muscles stronger. In general, men are more active than women. 50% of women get their exercise by running or jogging or swimming, aerobic exercise. But only 20% of women do strength training versus 56% of men getting aerobic exercise and 30% doing strength training. A recent study of over 400,000 adults found that only 1 in 5 women regularly practice strength training. But those that did reduce and using strength training, they did reduce the risk of heart disease, the number one killer, the number one cause of death, by up to 30% just by using weight training. By using a weight-bearing exercise, light squats, light strength training, all of these can help you to reduce damaging to your body and improving your health. It strengthens muscles to help support joints, less risk of joint disease and falls, burns more calories, lowers blood sugar levels, and boosts your moods and reduces your irritability. And now we are going into 2025, and we want to go through this year stress-free, right? Because stress can destroy your health. Here's what stress can do to you. 37% increased risk of dementia, Alzheimer's disease. 2.5 times more likely to die from cancer. 50% increase in the risk of heart disease. Double the risk of diabetes. 22% increased risk of high blood pressure. And increases the rates of obesity, insomnia, irritability, irritable bowel syndrome, and other gastrointestinal disorders, anxiety, depression, headaches, infections, and illnesses, and more of the common cold and respiratory infections, bronchitis, sinusitis, COPD, upper respiratory tract infections. All of this caused by stress. Reduce stress, and you can reduce many of these unhealthy conditions. So how can you reduce stress? Some people like to walk. Some people like to run. Some people like to meditate. Some people like to pray. There's all ways of helping to reduce stress. But nutrition is a huge ability to reduce stress. Eating better. Getting rid of the sugar and the carbohydrates, which are a stress on your body. And using red ginseng. Red ginseng is been used for thousands of years to reduce stress and increase energy levels. Ashwagandha, commonly known as Indian ginseng. Ginseng does not grow in India. It's not one of their common plants that grow in India. These two plants, red ginseng and ashwagandha, both reduce stress, increase energy levels, reduces fatigue, makes you feel better, less irritability, less moody, and depression. These are all very, very helpful. Well, my friends, this hour has gone by way, way too fast. But I just want to remind you, 2025 is your year. Grab it, hold on, and never give up. You can have anything and everything you want if you know what you want and you don't back off. Focus on it. Think about it. Talk about it. Write about it. Do everything you possibly can to focus on it. And say a prayer for this great country. Say a prayer for you and your relatives, your friends and your family and your loved ones. God bless you, my friends, and God bless this great country.
Stephen of Family Natural Foods spent 6 months in India studying their 2,000-year-old traditional health system, wisdom we can still utilize today. Join Family Natural Foods for an Ayurvedic medicine presentation on January 5th at 5:15 p.m. Learn about India's traditional medicine and how it relates to your personal health. A free Ayurvedic medicine presentation at Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Ave in Wisconsin Rapids, January 7th at 5:15 p.m. Family Natural Foods.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's comedy?
I think for me, one of the quick ones that I have is like telling time on an analog clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it takes me a minute.
It takes me a minute.
That was funny.
Yeah.
That was at least groan worthy. At least groan worthy.
So I needed a minute for it to sink in.
No, that was funny. That's good.
Every weekday morning from 8 to 10, only on 97.5 FM, WFHR.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Memorial services for the nation's 39th president begin today, and Jill Stuckey in Plains, Georgia, will be among the friends of Jimmy Carter and his late wife, Rosalynn, to say goodbye to the many people, the man, rather, that the people of Plains called Mr. Jimmy.
I've gotten to know and spend decades with my heroes. Not many of us get to do that, and fewer of us get to feel like they love them and admire them more after knowing them well for that many years.
I'm Jim Crisul in Atlanta. A day of Georgia remembering and paying tribute to former President Jimmy Carter. We'll begin in the town of Americus, about 15 miles from Mr. Carter's small peanut farming community of Plains. Family members and his longtime Secret Service detail will send his body off from a medical center. His hearse will travel to Plains before a four-hour motorcade to Atlanta. There will be a moment of silence outside the Georgia State Capitol before a private memorial service at the Carter Presidential Center.
That's CBS's Jim Crisula. Some 50 million people are under winter weather alerts this weekend for the first major storm of the winter season. CBS New York meteorologist John Elliott is following.
This is a big storm. Advisories already posted from Washington to